When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen right here on Twitter at Rich Eisen, but really on Westwood One, but on Twitter. You'll get the drift. All year long, I'm doing an interview for the Monday Night Football pregame show on Westwood One with the NFL's biggest stars all season long. I've been doing it. I'm going to keep doing it because no one's going to stop me. And with that in mind, it's time for another Mercedes-Benz interview segment sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter asks, when was the last time you chased a dream? Whether you're ready to take your business to the next level or live the van life, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is the van for the job.
Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is one of my favorite humans on the planet. In advance of this game, we appreciate him coming to the phone in preparation, heading into week number 11, the champion, world champion head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Bruce Arians, back here on the show. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great, Rich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm better for talking to you. Appreciate the call. Certainly midseason. Yeah. Certainly midseason. So what would you say? How would you term the current state of your team right now? As you know, the NFL media folks are, you know, we're all jibber-jabbering about what the Bucs are and who they are, as I'm sure you might know or
yeah,
not.
I mean, we know who we are. We're in a good spot. We did not play very well our last outing, and you turn the ball over, have penalties on the road, you're going to get beat. So we think we've identified it, and we're really anxious to get playing Monday night.
What have you? How do you identify that sort of stuff? What's your process
in
doing that?
Yeah, it's so easy. When you look at the three games that we lost, they're all on the road, major penalties in critical areas, and we lost a turnover battle huge in both of them, and. It's corrected, you know. You got to protect the ball better, and we need more takeaways. When we get our hands on interceptions, we've got to catch them. And we dropped a couple in that last game and in the one before that. So, you know, just making plays, that's all it is. But there's no panic. We feel very, very confident about ourselves and looking forward to the final eight.
Okay. And so when you say what you say after a postgame, in a postgame press conference, Coach, I know you are – known for not sugarcoating anything, calling your team, quote unquote, a very dumb football team. Do you, when those words leave your mouth, do you want to grab them back, or you're like, no, this is what I'm just telling what that is?
No, I mean, just telling the truth, and we play dumb football. You know, when we identify something and don't correct it, that's dumb. And so hopefully we've got it corrected, and because we had a great week of practice. I mean, you can't practice any better. So it's playing smarter, faster football on Sundays.
Okay.
Mondays.
Right. And then, yes, that's right. You got this Monday nighter coming up against the Giants. Tom Brady, he did not address much about his two interceptions after the game with the media. You said it was on him. It wasn't the receivers. It was on him. How do your conversations go after you say something like that publicly?
Bruce. Really, it was only one, because the other one I still consider a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jalen caught his perfect pass. Jalen mm-hmm. caught it and then lost it, and it threw up in the air, so it goes as interception. But it was a situation, just a high ball. And so, to me, I'm not criticizing him, but I'm just answering the question.
Sure, absolutely. And I know, we've been over this coverage about, you know, your relationship with Tom and things like that, and how well he has been performing in your system as you're taking on the New York Giants here. So I just figured I'd throw that one out there. And before we move on to the game, Coach, I'd love to give you the floor on your reaction to the Tampa Bay Times story that Antonio Brown's vaccination card may be fake. What's your reaction to that?
Really, to me, there is no story. He says he's vaccinated and has a card just like everybody else on our football team. And, you know, there's a trust factor that goes along with it. And we did our due diligence. So everybody, the league will look into the matter and do their due diligence, but it's really no story.
So have you called him into your office and asked him again, just point blank to his face, if he is in fact fully vaccinated as his card says, Coach?
No, but, you know, somebody else did. And so I have asked him, I mean, when a guy gives me the card, I mean, I'm good with it. So I don't know how this story got going other than somebody wanted some money.
What is the challenge taking on a Giants team coming off of a bye? Obviously, you faced them last year. You know how they've played you tough. Daniel Jones' first career start, I'm sure, still sticks in your craw in your building. What is that challenge for you to take on the Giants
huge,
this week?
It's huge. It looks like they're going to be extremely healthy, getting all their weapons back. And, boy, they got some weapons now, you know, between Tony and Galladay. And they're getting a lot out of John Ross. And if Saquon's back, it's a whole different offense when Saquon's back. And you have to be ready for Daniel Jones to pull it and run it all the time. So it's a big, big – when they get all their players back and – you know, I look at that game. They went down to New Orleans and beat New Orleans, and that's not an easy job. And so defensively, they're playing lights out. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge. I think they're one of the better teams in the East.
So, all right. So where are you now in comparison to last year? We all remember Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, gosh.
Is when, you know,
yeah,
right?
Light years ahead. And, you know, for us, we just got to get healthy and stay healthy. And we'll probably start our ninth or tenth different secondary in this game. So it's just a matter of getting healthy, and hopefully we'll have two or three guys back.
Bruce Arians, really appreciate your time. Thanks for doing it right in the middle of the season, right in the middle of getting ready for a weekend. I don't take that for granted ever. Greatly appreciate it.
Only for you, brother.